以后我不晓得还有没有机会能够再火热的爱主。那如果对于在这边已经 settle 的人呢，也许我们信主五年十年，那过了五年十年我们还是对主不冷不热的话，那我不晓得以后我们还有什么时候会对主能够火热的爱他。所以有时候我在想，如果我们一生哈，就是说主为我们完全的牺牲，他是爱我们，他把他一生都给了我们，但如果我们到了一生的尽头，我们回想我们一整个一生都是不冷不热，我有时候想起来我真是觉得也觉得不寒而栗。因为我们觉得撒旦的工作，世界的这个吸引是何等的厉害，如果我们一生的话都没有在火热的爱主，那也许我们到时候的确觉得真的是对不起主。所以我想好，今天趁着我们还有这个机会呢，我们应该但愿这首诗歌成为我们的鼓舞，叫我们能够里面有个火烧在我们的心里面，叫我们对他有一个真实深处的渴慕。我们再把这首诗歌我们再唱一次，我们再来一次，第一节。
耶稣耶稣，我的心因为爱你缘故，求原谅我将你生命一念间变不住。耶稣耶稣，最爱救主不争，
六节，
这爱将受什么限制，要到哪里停止，因你我是天家之，今日月神昨日，耶稣
鉴察我们每一个人，主啊，谢谢你，你出了极重的代价把我们买赎出来，主啊，你爱我们爱到至极，主啊，你把你自己完全一切主啊都没有保留的为我们舍了，主啊，当我们来到你面前的时候，主啊，愿你的爱浇灌在我们的心里面，主啊，当我们的确觉得很多其他的事物都很可爱，愿意你的可爱主啊吸引我们的心，主要叫我们看见，主要你是当中千万人中的第一人，主要唯有你自己是我们心中最珍爱最宝贵的，主要愿你的火能够烧在我们每个人的心里面，主要如果我们已经低沉，如果我们已经灰烬在那里的时候，主要重新叫你这个起初的爱在我们里面点燃起来，主要我们实在觉得，主要仇敌的工作何等的可怖，主要世界周遭的环境一切的一切都在把我们拉离开你自己的爱，主啊，但愿我们再次回到你面前的时候，主啊，愿你的爱深深的吸引我们的心，主啊，叫我们不远离你，主啊，叫我们在这个地上，主啊，因着你爱吸引，没有什么不能放得下的，主啊，没有什么，主啊，我们不能背得起来的，主啊，但愿主你的爱成为我们最大的力量，你的笑脸，主啊，成为我们最大的鼓舞，主啊，愿我们在这里，主啊，每一个人的心都被你吸引。能够快跑来跟随你，我们把这段时间恭敬的交在你的手中，愿你用你的恩言主要吸引我们，催促我们，也扎我们的心，好叫我们这个人主要完完全全被你得着，感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
We'll be reading more Bible verses today.
所以可能就不英文翻译了。
We will not translate in English for the scripture reading.
我们翻到创世纪第二十八章。
Genesis 28.
创世纪第二十八章。
Genesis chapter 28.
我们今天要来看雅各。
We'll look at Jacob.
不会每一段都读哈，我相信很多弟兄姊妹都蛮熟悉雅各的故事。
We will not read every single passages because I'm sure brothers and sisters are very familiar with the life of Jacob.
Okay, 二十八章第十到第十一节。
Chapter 28 verses 10 and 11.
雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿。便拾起那地方一块石头枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。十八节。
Verse 18.
雅各清早起来，把所枕的石头立为柱子，浇油在上面。二十节。
20-22.
雅各许愿说：神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物。吃衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神。
给你。
这一段的圣经哈，我们可能可以把它稍微加一个字哈，叫做若。二十节那里说，雅各说，许愿说，神若与我同在 ，OK， 所以这个是写出来了。下面一句啊，在我所行的路上，若保佑我。
If we say that, and Jacob thought about saying, if God will be with me and will keep me, and if He will keep me in this way that I go.
英文就是 if 那个字哈。下面他说，若给我食物吃。
If he gives me bread to eat and raiment to put on,
若使我平平安安地回来,
if he let me come again to my father's house in peace,
我必以耶和华为我的神,
then shall the Lord be my God.
创世纪第三十一章,
Genesis chapter 31,
第四十四、四十五节,
verses 44-45.
来吧，你我二人可以立约，做你我中间的证据。雅各就拿一块石头立作柱子，又对众弟兄说，你们堆聚石头，他们就拿石头来堆成一堆，大家便在旁边吃喝。创世纪第三十三章第十八节。
Chapter 33, verse 18。
雅各从巴旦亚兰回来的时候，平平安安的到了迦南地的示剑城，在城东支大帐篷。三十五章第一节。
35:1。
神对雅各说：“起来，上伯特利去，住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛给神，就是你逃避你哥哥以扫的时候向你显现的那一位。”第九、第十节。
9:10。
雅各从巴旦亚兰回来，神又向他显现，赐福于他，且对他说：“你的名原是雅各，从今以后不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列。”这样他就改名叫以色列。第十四、十五节。
Verses 14-15。
雅各便在那里立了一根石柱。在柱子上奠酒啊，奠酒浇油，雅各就给那地方起名叫伯特利。继续读下去，读到二十节，他从伯特利起行，离以伐他还有一段路程。拉杰临产甚是艰难，正在艰难的时候，收生婆对他说：“不要怕，你要得一个儿子了。”他将近欲死，灵魂要走的时候，就给他儿子起名叫便儿里，他父亲给他起名叫便雅悯。拉杰死了，葬在以法他的路旁，以法他就是伯利恒。雅各在他的坟上立了一个桶碑，就是拉杰的墓碑，到今日还在。
16-20。
翻到列王记上第六章。
First Kings chapter 6.
列王记上第六章。
First Kings chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第六章第九节，所罗门建殿，安置香柏木的栋梁，又用香柏木遮盖。
So he built the house and finished it, and covered the house with beams and boards of cedar.
诗篇一百零四篇第十六节。
Psalm 104, verse 16.
诗篇一百零四篇第十六节。
106:16。
佳美的树木就是黎巴嫩的香柏树，是耶和华所栽种的，都满了枝浆。
The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon.Which he had planted.
最后我们翻到启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
启示录第三章第十二节。在圣的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不从那里出来。
Him that overcomes will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out.
我们圣经先读到这里。
We'll read this far.
今年在头几个月，我与弟兄姊妹交通了。
In the first few months of this year, I have shared with you.
我们要是一个新造的人。
We want to be a new creation.
如果我们没有主的生命。
If we do not have the life of God.
圣经告诉我们，我们经验也告诉我们，我们的生活一定是 miserable， 非常的好像无望。
The word of God and our experience tells us if not.Our life will be miserable.
我们会充满了愁苦，充满了迷茫。
We'll be full of sorrow and full of this.
Lost.
We'll be lost.
我们一定要有一个是真的有主的生命。
We have to be one that truly has the life of God.
我们有了主的生命。
We have the life of God.
我们是新造的人。
We are a new creation.
我们也要做一个新造的人。
We want to be a new creation.
我用几次来教导什么叫做做新造的人。
I've shared a few times what it is to be a new creation.
新造的人有一个非常重要的，就是过信心的生活。
One is to live a life by faith.
没有一个基督徒可以不操练我们的信心的。
Not one Christian cannot not to exercise your faith.
我们不操练信心，我们怎么来认识我们的？
If we do not exercise our faith, how do we know our God?
所以神用许多临到我们的环境，让我们能够操练信靠主的心。
So the Lord used many circumstances for us to exercise our faith.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们必须过奉献的生活。
We have to lead a life of consecration.
什么叫奉献？
What is consecration?
那是把我们的主权给我们的主。
That is to give our right to the Lord.
我们以前是我们做主人的。
We were our own owner.
我们今天信主了，我们要换主人，是让主做我的主人。
Today we believe in the Lord, and the Lord is our owner. He has our ownership.
弟兄姊妹，这个是非常重要的。
This is very important.
在我们信主有了主的生命，走这条天路，奉献是非常重要的。
We believe in the Lord, and we have the life of our God. Consecration is very important.
如果弟兄姊妹，你没有一次彻底的把自己奉献给主
，If you have not once completely consecrated yourself to the Lord,
你要知道你基督徒生活没开始。
And you have not begun the Christian life.
因为基督徒的生活是一个奉献的人才走得上。
Because the one of the Christian life is one that has already consecrated himself. If we have not consecrated ourselves, the most we can do is being a Christianity, a religious life. It's not a Christian life. So we see that when we have not completely given our ownership to the Lord, and our hearts to the Lord will not be absolute. We will keep a lot for ourselves. And we see many who have not completely consecrated themselves. So we keep a lot to ourselves. The more you keep it, the harder it is for you to completely consecrate yourself. If we cannot be absolute, many things we need to change before the Lord, we are unable to do it. We have become one who is easily compromised. Consecration is not one thing that you can have and have not. It's not an easy matter. If we can, through all the circumstances that the Lord has put in, that we can completely consecrate ourselves to the Lord, that the Lord has given us a lot of grace. We have once completely consecrated ourselves. The Lord wants us to all the time to renew our consecration. So the Lord changed our circumstances all the time. He's always asking, can I be the Lord of your life? But we thank the Lord for that. If you have once completely consecrated yourself, the Lord will not take away that He has already taken your consecration. He will help us to always be one who's leading a consecrated life. One who has already consecrated himself can be a sojourner on this earth. One who has already consecrated himself, when I'm working, I can have this attitude, this is just for earning a living. And I know that all these are given by the Lord. If not,
我们已经掉进去一个环境中，我要追求成功，
我要
追求发达。
We'll be trapped in there wanting success.
你发现圣经从来没允许说你成功与发达。
The Bible has not promised you to be successful and prosperous.
圣经只允许说你需用的我赐给你。
But the Bible promised that what you need I will give to you.
你要再更多的，神没有说一定给你。
If you want more, the Lord did not say He will give it to you.
因为圣经只讲到，你看。天上的飞鸟也不种也不收。
You only say that the birds in the sky, they do not plant or they do not grow.
我们的天父尚且养活他们。
Yet our heavenly Father has already provided for them.
你们不比飞鸟贵重多。
Aren't you more precious than these birds?
连飞鸟神都养了，何况是我们人呢？
God took care of the birds. How about us, man?
所以如果我们在地上只想赚多钱，
If we only want to get more money on this earth,
哪里钱多我就一直往哪里跳。
We'll go to where places will give us more money.
你要知道，你只得到地上，
Then you have only gained the earthly.
失去全部钱神要给我们的祝福。
And you have lost all the blessings that the Lord wants to give you.
因为我会这样生活，乃是我奉献出问题。
But I live this way because there is the consecration has there's problem with that.
我常常是想着诗篇二十三篇大家都常常背。
Psalm 23 we always memorize it.
理解他怎么说？耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
我很喜欢英文 ，I have no want.
I like the English version, I shall not want, I have no want.
Need 跟 want。需要跟想要差别很大。
What you need and what you want is a vast difference.
所以他说，耶和华是我的牧者。I shall have no wants. 我没有太多想望的。
I shall not want. I have not things that I want.
要知道，如果圣经多次的说，只要我能够知足。
The Bible said that we have to be content.
那圣经很多地方讲，有衣有食就当知足。
That you have clothes to wear, you have food to eat, you have to be content. Only in such an attitude, then you know how to seek the will of the Lord. And otherwise, it's very difficult for us to know the will of the Lord. When the Lord was on this earth,
he
said you cannot serve two masters. You want you serve me or you serve mammon. Mammon is in the Bible is money. The Lord, when He's on this earth, He tells us that it's easily for us to go after money. Money can trap us in. If you have not dealt with this money thing, then you're unable to serve me.
所以主很严肃地告诉人说，你要选择，你只能够侍奉一个。
So the Lord tells us very seriously, you have to choose who you serve.
因为你不可以侍奉两个主人。
You cannot serve two masters.
钱如果管了你的生命的话。
If money has control of your life.
钱如果管你的话，就管你一生。
If the money has control of you, then he controls your whole life. Then all your life, you'll be a slave of money.
你讲的是要侍奉神的，就讲讲。
If you say you want to serve the Lord, that's empty talk.Then you are unable to have strength to serve the Lord. We have to remember that the Lord's word changed not. If the money captures us, whenever we are serving the Lord, we always have, we ask for all these things. If we are unable to give God our ownership, then these are hard things.
神不看你说我给一半。
The Lord does not see that you only give half.
神永远要求的都是全部。
The Lord always asks the whole.
我上次也跟弟兄姊妹有两次的时间交通到我们要过敬身的生活。
I've shared twice about a deeper life.
你要知道，主要我们脱离肤浅。
The Lord wants us to go away from shallowness.
我们做人啊，也要脱离肤浅。
To be a person, we have to be far from being shallow. As a person living on this earth, we want to be one of them. To be such, we have to go through many circumstances and walk through it. Today, we want to know our Lord. Can we know Him in such shallowness?
我们在肤浅的里面，我们只会整天求主给我这个，给我那。
And shallowness, we only ask the Lord to give me this and give me that.
许多都是给我,
many will be, oh, give me this and give me that. We are no different from the Jews. The Jews want the Lord to give them what's earthly things. But the Lord wants us to seek that which is in heaven. The earthly things I will give to you. I give you according to your need. So we have to be rooted in the Lord. We have to be rooted in. If not, the two things that the Lord asks of us. To bear fruit. If you have no roots, how can you have fruit? Another thing that he asks of us. You have to be built up. There has to be building up. If you are not rooted in, there's nothing you can build off. Know that one day when we meet the Lord, all who are saved by grace, we all have the white robe of righteousness. That is Christ, our righteousness. No matter what you do, as long as we believe in Him, we receive His life into me. I say that I am a sinner. I admit I'm a sinner. That He is my Lord. As long as I receive Him, when we see Him, I am your robe of righteousness. And Lord, God will receive us. Accept us. But before the new heaven and the new earth, we have to first meet our Lord. When we meet Him, everyone has this rope of righteousness. How do we meet Him? We need another clothing, another robe, another white robe. The other white robe is the righteousness of the saints. And how do we build today? This building up, it has a direct relationship of how we meet the Lord that day. Every Christian have two robes. We ask the Lord to let us lead a deeper life. When we are reading the Lord's Word, in prayer, in meetings, that we strive to come before the Lord. In all these things that the Lord truly gain us. I want to speak of the third thing. First, it was on Abraham when he built the altar. He built the altar means that he's leading a consecrated life. When he built the tent, he lived in the tent. That to lead one that's one of a sojourner. He did for a living. Isaac dug four wells. When you dug deep, then you can have water. If you dig on the top, you don't have water. It means that we have to have a deeper life. Today we look at Jacob. He raised up four pillars. This is what represented Jacob's life. The first one, that after he has taken rob his brother of his birthright, he can only run away. He fell asleep. He dreamt about a ladder going from earth to heaven. When he awoke, he raised up a pillar. 20 years later, when he left his uncle to go home, his uncle went after him. He chased and he got him. But God said, do not touch Jacob. So he raised up a pillar that we do not harm each other.
到回第三根，他回到他原来第一根柱子的地方。
The third one was when he went back to where he raised up the first pillar. He raised up another pillar.
第四根。
The fourth.
是他的妻子死的时候。
When his wife died.
他立了那个墓碑。
A monument.
这个墓碑原文就是柱子。
In original text, it's a pillar.
柱子来干嘛？
Why a pillar?
我很想一个聚会厅是啥柱子都没有。
I like a meeting place with no pillars. Then we all be. we'll die without the pillars. I cannot see people behind the pillars, and some people like to hide behind the pillars. You realize I cannot see them. And they can sleep behind the pillar. So I don't like pillars. But buildings, they need pillars. It supports the whole building. Samson has a story. He married a Gentile. It's against the commandment of the Lord. Because of this wife, he told them the secret of his power. The Philistines came. They took out his eyes. When the Philistines are celebrating, they brought Samson, who was blind at that time, to come and perform. He told a child to bring him to the pillars that support the entire building. He said, Lord, give me one more time strength. He got hold of the pillars and he bent and it fell. And there were 3,000 on the top.
神借着士师们啊，在这里，这个因为腓力斯人这个不是神所喜悦的，所以啊，神借着士师在这里显出他的公义，他的拯救。
God through the judges review show us his salvation and his righteousness.
我们知道神要我们成为柱子。
The Lord wants us to be pillars.
柱子是能够撑起房子。
Pillars can support the house.
神要我们能够撑起神的家。
The Lord wants us to support the house of God. It's not one or two or a few. All of us have to support it. Because we are all redeemed by the Lord. We cannot depend on the few. The Lord will ask us one day, have you supported the house of the Lord? What it is to support the house of God? That is to be a testimony to the Lord. To testify the will of the Lord. We all have a responsibility. That we do not allow any man or things or matter to destroy the testimony of the Lord. We are in the house of God. We do not allow mixture. A mixture with the world. A mixture with Christianity. That we are here only for the purpose of the Lord. So we have to look at this. How can we become pillars in the house of God? So we have to look at the life of Jacob. First, when he raised up the first pillar, he has a desire to the Lord.
他有一个 wish.
Okay. He said a lot of ifs.
他说,
if you're with me.
他说,
if you protect me on my way.
若你给我吃,
if you give me food and give me raiment.
若你给我平安地回来,
if you let me come back in peace.
像不像我们?
Are we like that?
若给我一份工作,
if you give me a job.
若给我进这家学校, 这家名校,
if you give, enter this very famous school,
若随我跟这个人结婚,
if you let me marry this person,
我们一大堆若,
we have a lot of if.
那我们现在可以用了, 雅各都这样祷告, 我们也这样祷告,
well, we say we can use this, Jacob prayed this way, we can pray this way too.
你要知道, 我们的祷告都是交换的。
Our prayers are all exchanging.
我们若完之后真的给你了, 你也不见得来到神面前。
Well, the Lord truly gives to you, it doesn't necessary you will come before the Lord.
雅各讲这个神算数了。
When Jacob said this, the Lord counted it.
Oh, 他讲这个，他可以忘记，神没忘记。
He can forget it, but the Lord did not forget.
弟兄姊妹，你真的敢这样讲的话，你要记住，神没忘掉。
Brothers and sisters, truly, if you said this, remember, the Lord did not forget.
诚诚实实跟你讲弱的。
He said, Lord, I sincerely and honestly come before you and say yes.
真的做了。
If the Lord take your word and do it.
那今天就看你走，那你不可以，你没得反悔的。
You cannot regret.
你要知道他后面讲。
And after that, he said something.
话,
if you give me all these,
我以你为我的神,
then you are my Lord.
今天我们很多人就说, 你的神根本不是我的神。
Many times they said, it's your God and not mine.
因为我不认识我的神。
Because I do not know my God.
我只认识你说的神。
I already know that God that you speak of. I do not know him.
但是雅各说, 我自己要认识你是我的神。
But Jacob said, I want to know that you are my God.
这句话说, 你就是我的神。
That you are my God.
那就是说我把主权给你。
That means I give my ownership to you.
这不简单的事情。
This is not an easy matter.
雅各说我真的对你不太认识。
Jacob said, truly I do not know you.
如果你能够这样待我。
But if you lead me this way,
我把你当作我的神。
And you will be my God.
圣经里面有蛮多许愿。
In the Bible there are a lot of wishes.
哈拿是最出名的一个许愿。
Hannah was the most famous.
如果你给我一个儿子，
if you give me a son,
我就让他终身的侍奉你。
Then all his life he will serve you.
我终身的归给你。
He will be given completely to you.
不只侍奉你，是归给你。
That he will be yours all of his life. I have given birth,
但是是归给你的。
But it's given unto you.
这个不简单。
That is not easy.
他祷告完就生了。
After she prayed, she gave birth.Truly, the Lord gave her.
得到了撒母耳。
So the Lord gained Samuel.
我记得我一生最早的许愿就是箴言三十篇。
The first wish I gave was Proverbs 30.
第七、第九节。我常常跟弟兄姊妹。
7 and 9.
他那里只讲了，他说我求你两件事。
7 through 9. Two things have I required of thee.
这是虚假与谎言离开。
Remove far from me vanity and lies.
这很真啊，我们这个是一件事，虚假与谎言离开。
Vanity and lies.
我感谢主，因为这个是我很年轻跟主许的一个愿。
Because this was one that I've told the Lord very early in my life.
帮助我要做一个真实的人。
That the Lord have taught me how to be a true person, not to be one that is faking.
第二个呢？
Secondly,
他说使我也不穷也不富。
Give me neither poverty nor riches.
我好多年之后看。
Many years after I look at it,
我真的也不穷也不富。
Truly, I was neither poor nor rich.
有一段说，其实就祷告前面一堆就好了，不穷就可以了。
There was a prayer time. I said, oh, maybe I'll just pray the first part,
not to be poor. 因为大家后面富不起来，因为我后来还是讲多了那句话。
Because I cannot be rich because I have spoken the second part.
当然那时候也想，如果后面不讲，搞不好我会穷，因为神不真的都怕我，就是。
Yeah, if I do not say the second part, then the Lord will still take this vow, then I'll be poor. Then,
但是这二三十年走过来。
After all these 20, 30 years.
我发现主这个话，我们真诚的在主面前有个愿词。
If truly we have this vow before the Lord.
这是神要兑现。
The Lord will answer you.
在美国，两个人结婚都要给一个愿词。
When the two married in the States, you have to you have to say your vows.
除了那时候读的时候很真诚，之后不知道真不真诚就不
一定。Only when you're reading at that time, you know, that particular moment, I don't know if it's true after that.
但是我们要知道，今天我们如果在主家中要成为一个能够撑起神家的人。
But today, in the house of God, we are to be able to support the house of God.
今天神要问我们。对他的心愿是什么？
The Lord will ask us, what is our vow toward him?
我们对他的愿词是什么？
What is our vow, our wish before him?
看起来很简单。
It's easy when you look at it.
可能我们从来没给过神一个 vow, 一个愿词。
Maybe all our lives we have not given him a vow.
多少年？
No matter how many years you have believed the Lord.
我们给过主一个愿词吗？
Have we come before the Lord this way? Maybe never. Secondly, Genesis chapter
32,
verse
22.
We will not translate
the
whole passage over here.
22 through 32.
这是雅各在要回家了。 When he was going home, he was afraid that his brother would kill him because he had been sinned against him.
Okay. 他夜间起来带着两个妻子两个使女 并11个儿子都过了亚伯渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去了，只剩下雅各一人，有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明，那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说：“天黎明了，容我去吧。”雅各说：“你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。” 那人说：“你名叫什么？”他说：“我名叫雅各。”那人说：“你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力，都不得了胜。”雅各问他说：“请将你的名告诉我。”那人说：“何必问我的名呢？”于是，在那里给雅各祝福。雅各便给那地方起名叫宾路伊勒，意思说：“我面对面见了神，我的性命仍然保存。”日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过宾路伊勒，他的大腿就瘸了。
Secondly, is the change in our life. You know that Jacob is a shrewd person. But the Lord changed his name to Israel. Israel is the prince.
雅各这个来到他人生一个大关口。
Jacob came to a very important life point.
我当初就这样离开我哥哥，反正我有地方可以投靠。
I left my brother and I went to a place to hide.
我诡诈。
I was shrewd.
我的舅舅比我还诡诈。
My uncle was more shrewd than I.
为了拉结，我就白白跟他做20年。
For Rachel, I worked for him for 20 years.
他也终于要走了。
And he's leaving.
走去哪里？
Where does he go?
回家,
he went home.
我应该有个更大的难题,
that's a more, much difficulty. How am I going to face my brother? He was calculating in his mind. He doesn't know how to do it. Have to break up in different groups to go back. I do not know if I will live. And you see here, he came to a place, the fort Jabbok. He came by himself. He went home with a whole and a lot of possessions. But he has fear in him. Even though I have so much, if I cross this brook, maybe I'll lose everything. Brothers and sisters, we held on to a lot. We came here to study. I came with 2 suitcases. Now it's beyond that. We want to save all these things. Just like Jacob wants to hold on to all these. Can I hold on to them? He has much fear in his heart. So here at the fort Jabbok, the Lord met him there. He wrestled with him. The Lord wants him to submit. He doesn't want to. So the Bible said that he could not prevail against him. He was with much fear. His power was still very strong. He cannot submit. He said that you don't want, then I'm going to go. What if you left? What if you have
leaving?
If you leave, if you are here with me, then I can go back to face my brother, but if not, it's hard.
那个软处就是我怕。
The weakness in him was that he feared.
他就跟那个人说，你不为我祝福，我绝对不让你走。
He told the person, if you do not bless me, I will not let you go.
那个人摸了他大腿窝一口。
So he touched the sinew of his thigh.
你要知道，这不是随便的一个记号。
It's not just a simple sign.
人能够撑起来。
A person can stand. Your two legs are very important.
I
have co-workers who are top heavy. Just top
heavy.
Their legs are very weak and they get hurt easily. You need strong legs. The Lord touched the hollow of his thigh. And then he was crippled. Every step he takes, he knows that he's crippled. Every step reminds him. You have experienced that every single time that the Lord will remind you that you belong to me. I have experienced that I could not eat. My stomach has entered into my esophagus, and every time I eat, it hurts. So every step you have sense. Jacob sensed at every single step.
So, 神在这里啊，他把这个毛毛虫，这个虫雅各，把它变成王者。
The Lord has changed Jacob, the worm, to a prince. In the life after that, there are many circumstances that he became helpless. But the Lord was with him. When his son killed all the men of Shechem, to Jacob, maybe all my whole family will perish.
So 他遇到好像他儿子，他的一个老大的把他的小儿子约瑟卖掉。
When the brothers, his son sold Joseph.
因为妒忌他，把他卖掉。
Because of jealousy, they sold him.
他可以做什么？
What can he do?
他不能做。
He was helpless.
所以我们发现神在这里，当他有心愿，有个愿词在主面前，神就开始在他身上做变化的。
When he has a vow before the Lord start to work this change in his life.
在新约里面有一个叫保罗。
In the New Testament, there's one called Paul.
他以前叫扫罗。
He was named Saul.
他对他认识的神，他非常热心。
He was with full of zeal for the God that he knew.
热心的是保罗的律法。
The zeal was Paul's law.
一定要守摩西的律法。
You have to keep the laws of Moses.
如果你不守摩西的律法，你就是不一个尊敬神的人。
If you do not keep the laws of Moses, then you are not one that fear the Lord.
说他怎么侍奉神呢？
Then how does he serve the Lord?
杀基督徒。
So he killed Christians.
所以你发现他那时候，他外面的眼睛是亮的，里面的眼睛是暗的。
His physical eyes are bright, but his spiritual eyes are dark. Were blind then, but the Lord found him. A light that shined on him. The great light from the Lord has power and he caused him to fall to the ground. His physical eyes are blinded, but his inner eyes are opened. He asked two questions. He asked, who are you, Lord? I thought that was the God I know, but it's different. First, he asked his master, Lord, who are you? In the sky, there was a voice that I am Jesus, the one whom you, whom you persecuted. I thought I was right killing all these Christians, but I was totally wrong. Second question he asked. What shall I do, Lord? This was the change that the Lord has given to Paul. So he changed his name from Saul to Paul. Because of this starting change, The, all of his life, he preached the will of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, we want change. We ask people, do you like change? If I can change, I would want to change. Maybe the one that you want to change is all the pleasures of this world. We have to say that today, as children of God, today before God, have we thought about we want to change? Like from Jacob, from a worm to a prince. If you have such a vow, where is our fourth jawbone? What is my fourth
jawbone?
Have I met it? If we haven't, then there will be no change. You can have a deeper thought in things in your mind. There is no true change. Because you haven't come to Fort
Jabbok.
If you haven't been there, then you would not have experienced that Peniel. Then you have not experienced what is it wrestling with the Lord. In the end, we can come before the Lord and say, Lord, I surrender, you are victorious. When I said, Lord, I surrender, then naturally you can give your entire life, your ownership to the Lord. Because we are still so strong. So we are unable to completely give our ownership to the Lord. But if the Lord one day brings us to Fort
Jabbok,
then I have the experience at Peniel. Then I can say, Lord, I give my entire life's ownership to you. The Lord will work in our lives that change. This is the second. Third point. How the Lord deals with our natural being. We have the natural power, natural gifts. This is our self. We are all self-centered. From very young, a child will tell you openly. The more, the older you get, then you are not as open. But it's still for yourself. Basically, our most difficult point is that we are all for ourselves. We are very strong in our natural being. We are all very strong naturally. Because we're more educated. I have noticed that even if you are not educated, you're still very strong. Basically, we're all very strong. The self, the Lord has to deal with. Moses had the heart to save his brothers. When he saw an Egyptian hit the Hebrew, he wanted to save him. With one punch, he killed the Egyptian. But the Lord said, I will not use you. You use your natural might to save, I will not use you. And the Lord put him in exile for 40 years. How many 40 years do we have? 40 years, we'll be all old. Moses was old. Peter, the same thing. Peter did not use his arm. When one day the Lord said, I will be killed. On the third day, I will raise up again. Peter said, only heard that he was going to be killed. He couldn't understand resurrection. He said, Lord, no. This thing will not come to you. All the natural feelings, emotions. Lord, I love you. I do not want you to be hurt. I do not want any harm to come to you. How can you say you'll be killed?
万不可如此。
The Lord never.
他对耶稣说，我对你的 affection， 我对你的情感是很丰富的。
He wants to say to the Lord, Lord, I have so much affection for you.
绝对不可以领导你。
It can never come to you.
主耶稣转身对着他说。
The Lord turned and rebuked him.
他说，撒旦，离开我去吧。
Satan, be far away from me.
你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
You do not. You're not look, seeing the will of the Father, will of God, but the will of man. It is our own problem. Our natural emotions. It's hard to go over. If we cannot overcome our natural emotions, how can we receive the entrustment of the Lord?Today we believe in Jesus.
我们信了耶稣，我们要做一个新造的人。
If, when we believe in Jesus, we want to be a new creation.
你要做我的门徒。
The Bible says to become my disciple.
那我们要什么叫做的门徒？
What it is to become a disciple, to be disciples of Christ.
就是门徒训练，没什么事。
6 months of discipleship will make you a disciple.
真的做门徒是跟主学。
Being a disciple is to learn of the Lord.
路加福音里面提到第十四章二十六节。
Luke chapter 14 verse 16。
我说你若不爱我，胜过爱你的父母、妻子、儿女，甚至自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
If you do not love your wife, your children, your father and mother more than I, then you are not fit to be my disciple.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
主耶稣没有叫你不爱他们。
The Lord did not say.To not love them.
如此要求一个你爱我，先来爱我。
The Lord wants us to love Him first.
如果你不，主说你不懂得来爱我，你绝对不懂得爱你父母、妻子、儿女。
If you cannot love me, if you do not know how to love me, then you cannot love your father and mother and children, wife.
并且你对那个爱会把你完全捆绑的，因为那就是人间。
Because that love will bind you, because that's the love of this world.Before the Lord was ascended, the Lord came to Peter. Do you love me more than these? Peter's profession was a fisherman. The Lord let him fish, caught a lot of fish. He has never been so successful in his profession.Then the Lord asked him, Do you love these fish more than me? Naturally, we don't love fish except maybe our brother Li Fang. Very big. And Today we have our career. Do you love me all more than your career, your jobs?The Lord asked of us to really love the Lord with all our hearts and all our will. If our affection toward the Lord have not been truly dealt with by the Lord, it's very difficult for you to lead a deeper life. To Jacob, his natural power is only one.He loved Rachel. No matter how much he owns, he loved Jacob. Right, Rachel. The one that Rachel gave birth to, he also loved. Therefore, he loved Benjamin and Joseph.The Lord can only do with him in this matter. Other things he doesn't like. The Lord knows what we like best. And this is the crucial point. So the Lord dealt with Jacob, Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin. When Rachel miscarried,And she died. When Rachel died giving birth to Benjamin, and died, Jacob's heart was broken. And until when he was in his old age, Rachel died before my eyes. That was many years later. But that thing touched the depth of his heart. Our growth is to our life decrease and the Lord's life increase.
圣经有一句话说, 你, 这本不是圣经, 诗歌里面有, 我们唱有诗歌说, 主, 如果你取去我的心爱, 求你你自己给我。
A hymn said that, Lord, if you take away my love, Lord, that you will give thyself to me.
我们最爱的是什么?
What's what that we love most?
你知道,
Lord, you know.
神知道,
God knows.
你知道我们今天不要想我最爱的是什么什么。
We don't imagine that we the thing that we love most is this or that. We sang a hymn last night, Lord, you are the one that I love most. When we are little, our parents are the ones that we love the most. When we
have
our boyfriends and girlfriends, that's my the most I love. Early in your marriage, your spouse is the one that you love the most. After that, it's hard to say. When you have children, then the children will be the one that you love most. When you grow old, then I ask people to love me. I'm no longer what I love, but who loves me? Man's love changes.
只有我们能够对我们的主的爱能够抓住的话, 这些爱是不会变的。
If we hold on to the love of God, then all these will not change.
我们今天能够踏入, 能够成为神家的柱子,
If we want to enter and be the pillars of God's house,
我们需要能够成为在主面前有愿词。
We need to have wish to have a vow before the Lord.
我们需要求主来变化我们。
We need for the Lord to come and change us. Our natural being, we need the Lord to deal with it. We do not want to complain the circumstances that the Lord gives us. Because the Lord knows every single circumstance. Because our heart is not holy completely before Him. But if we have such a vow before the Lord, we can bring this before the Lord. Because the Lord knows what truly is our blessing. What is truly the blessing in our life. Today, the things that we see as lost, if I keep pursuing this way, the Lord can see even farther than us. In the end, this will destroy you. So the Lord today blocked your way.
You
say, Lord, why do you do this? But if we are willing, say, Lord, even though I don't understand, I'm willing to submit unto you. But one day you will see that the Lord's love has come to you. Then you can be, as Paul said, all that I count as gain, today I count it as loss. If not, we cannot say such. What makes you feel this loss? Because you have grown. A child, if you give him a small toy, he will like it. Does he still play with that when he's a teenager? This is rubbish. He'll play with new toys. What about today? If we were to let go of these things, we already seen what is most precious. I have sang the hymn the last couple times. In the big hymn book, 227, the fourth hymn, 227:4. Say, Lord, I give myself wholly in your hand.
深信你不必肯祝福施恩。
Trusting you will pour your grace on me.
我愿被拨开，流入你大爱。
May I be broken, let your love through me.
切莫顾我痛，随你使用。
Willing to suffer, fit for your use.
其实这首诗歌就是一个愿词。
This is a vow before the Lord.
是我们在主面前一个的祷告。
It's a prayer before the Lord.
也是我们在主面前一个的愿词。
It's our vow before the Lord.
因为我们愿意能够被主所用。
That we are willing that the Lord may use us.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有一个深深的里面有一个推力，就是说主啊，我要被你所用。
Is there a force in us that says, Lord, I want to be used by you.
我不要白白就这样走过我这一生。
I do not want to just walk my whole life this way.
我要能够被你所用。
I want to be used by you.
如果我们有这样的被主得着的话。
If the Lord gains us.
我们就这首诗的但愿是成为我们在主面前的愿词。
That this hymn will be our vow before the Lord.
这也是我早年在主面前的一个祷告。
This is a prayer before the Lord in my younger days.
我常常跟主说，主啊，我把自己交在你的手里。
Lord, I told the Lord, Lord, I give myself to you.
我深信你必肯祝福施恩。
I'm trusting you will give me your grace and blessing.
那你如果不是，你就不是我的神。
If not, then you are not my God.
你就不是你说的那一位的。
You are not the one who you say who you are.
既然你是爱的神。
If you are the God of love,
说我愿意把自己交给你。
I'm willing to give myself to you.
照着你的智慧，你我愿意被你拨开。
That according to your wisdom, I'm willing to be broken.
为一个目的。
And for only one purpose.
就能是能够流露出你的生命。
That your life will be flowing through me.
能够流露出你的爱。
Your love will be able to flow through.
虽然被你拨开，我会有痛。
Even though to be broken by you, I have pain.
我只愿意我能够被你用。
But I only want that you can use me.
世界的老板也想 找能够用的人。
The worldly boss wants to find people fit for
use.
The God is also looking for those that are fit for his use.
把自己完全交
给。It all depends whether we will give ourselves to him.
一半的交的神不算数。
Just halfway the Lord doesn't count.
我们都能够交。
He wants us completely.
我其实下面还有说今天做柱子的目的。
The purpose of pillars.
乃是要做主。
To be the testimony of the Lord. I have no time today.
So we
let's sing this hymn. 227
页第四首。但愿我们真的在主面前，我们能够以此能够做我们每一位的愿词，使我们都愿意把自己交在主的手。
That we all be willing to give ourselves and wholly into the Lord's hand.
Thank you.
们众人一同俯伏在你面前。
Lord Jesus, we bow before you.
主耶稣啊，我们知道你都在这里查看我们的心。
Lord, we know you're here to search our hearts.
主，你知道我们都愿意能够活着为着你。
Lord, you know that we are willing to live for you.
主啊，但愿我们都愿意真实的把自己交在你的手中。
Lord, that we all will be truly, we want to give ourselves to your hand.
我们认定你是愿意施恩的神。
That you are the one who gives grace.
但是我们真的要能够在你手中被你用。
Lord, that to be truly to be fit for your use in your hand.
但愿我们都有一个心愿说主啊，做工在我们身上。
That our heart would say, Lord, work in our life.
就算这个过程是有痛的。
Even though there will be pain through this process.
说只要能够被我的主所用，我们就喜乐。
As long as we can be used by our Lord, we will have the joy.
主啊，给我们知道你是爱的神。
Lord, let us know that you are God of love.
That
we are willing to hand ourselves over to the one who loves us.
帮助我们在座每一位。
Help us, everyone here.
主给我们定义要一生跟随。
We will set our will to follow you all of our lives.
因为有这样的心愿。
Because of this will, this vow before you.
主带领我们每一个都能够彻底的奉献给你。
Lord, lead us, every one of us, to completely consecrate ourselves to you.
都能够说主啊，我把主权交给。
That we can all say, Lord, we give you our ownership.
主啊，愿你做我一生的主宰。
That you will be the master of our entire lives.
我愿你在教你的教会中要得着。
Lord, that what you want to gain in your church.
是真的能够得着。
That you can truly gain.
主啊，我们软弱。
Lord, we are weak.
我们许多的不配。
Lord, we are so unworthy.
但是主，你这样的呼召。
But Lord, you have called us.
你这样的选召。
You have chosen us.
但愿我们回应你的呼召。
That we will respond to your call.
能够跟上你的脚步。
That we can keep up with your step.
听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear our prayer.
听我们的呼求。
Hear our cry.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.